the fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He's the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Tuesday, May 15th, and a balmy day here in South Florida. Elgin David's with me.
What's up, everybody? How you doing?
Newly married, by the way.
Yes, newly married.
They're going to call you Mr. Elgin David now.
Absolutely.
Right?
Like
no Mrs., no Ms. Mr. Elgin David.
Yeah.
And a special guest in the studio, comedian Tommy Savage.
Om Shanti Om.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that means, but
neither do I.
No,
that doesn't stop me.
It's very. You ever done that? I've done that in the past, where like, especially with my wife at a poker table. You know, my wife being Asian, you could tell there's like teams developing. You don't know, like we're in Puerto Rico one time playing, and you know, you could tell the way they were playing raids, you know, that kind of shit. So I just started speaking my mysterious Cambodian. I was like, "Bang chai mai na, bang chai na undi."
That's great. I love the intonations.
Yeah.
It's good.
And you got people nervous.
That's hilarious.
I'm sure I was taking a one in a million shot that they didn't speak Cambodian. Yeah, you know, it's like, what the fuck? He just said I look like a pizza. And welcome, dude. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
We actually first met at Dangerfields out in New York, I think, this.
Yes, back and in, we were in communication before then.
Yeah. Yeah, we're chatting about, you know, working and stuff. Mm-hmm, and, mm-hmm. You know, we have mutual friends.
Yes.
Right? We have friends that are like, friends, right? Like your friends at the wedding. Isn't it funny at your wedding you end up getting different circles of people together?
Yeah, absolutely. Like we had so many different.
You had your boy band guys there?
Yep.
He was a boy band guy. He was
really?
Yeah. We had a boy band on America's Got Talent last season.
Five Alive.
But we basically played a prank and said that we were like these 18-year-old kid boy band.
Yeah, he's 36.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
And yeah, so they were all there.
And you know, and you go to a wedding and there's singing and dancing and shit. You know, these guys are breaking out into their fucking, you know, their
the boy band
instinct
routines
is going.
Stuff.
Yeah. I was trying to keep up. I was knocking shit over.
Then I had my b-boy crew there.
Yeah.
My break dancers, they were flying through the air doing all this crazy shit, spinning on their heads.
I didn't. I was like, look at these guys dancing. I'm gonna go out there and do the fucking box step.
We had the Latin crowd, all my family relatives doing the
salsa
merengue all night.
Yeah.
Then we had like the ultra crowd, Miami crowd.
Nuts.
Glow sticks came out. People were going crazy.
But an open bar, dude.
Mm.
Yes.
Right?
Open
wedding
bar.
Open bar.
I had to do it.
And no other way to do
I
it.
Had to do it.
See, none of my friends would do that.
No?
They're cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like an hour long, not even anything. You pay your way.
You
here's
pay,
a, here's
yeah.
a ticket. Here's a ticket.
You what's
a ticket?
The point of going?
Yeah. You want me to go over there and
yeah.
pay booze?
I should pay for my drinks.
It was an amazing
I'll
time.
Tell you what, why don't you come to my house?
Yeah.
You know? When you're done. You know?
Yeah.
So listen, so that was fun. Now that night at Dangerfield was one of the last times I was there. It was pretty busy that night.
Yeah, you know, I just frequent there when I'm in New York
yeah.
City, so I really don't know how consistent their business is or not.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's because I always end up there on weird nights. You know, it's like
a
throw. Friday.
It's a time capsule. That
yeah,
place. It's dark.
It is a time capsule. I went there after my prom.
Yeah,
I went to Dangerfield in New York.
Well, they're not in the present or the future, so
yeah,
maybe that's what their charm is.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to look at their accounting budget of like decor. You know what I mean? It's like, no, we're still using the same paneling. But that's the mystique of that place. That's why I love it when I go there. It's just like you say, you go in there, you feel like Rodney's going to walk up the stairs in his robe.
There's that big piano on stage that takes all of the stage. And you got this little alley hole to stand on.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It's a nice stage.
It's interesting. It's interesting.
I never felt more Palestinian. As they'd say. Remember, Nadeem is funny. He's a local comic. Nadeem. Very funny. Nadeem Awad. He's Palestinian. And oddly enough, there's a local comic named Danny the Jew.
Mm-hmm.
So Danny the Jew followed Nadeem. Actually, Nadeem was hosting, you know, and I went up there. I told Danny the Jew, I go, listen, Nadeem, when you come back on stage, you can only have this portion. I'm going to take this part up from you. And we were talking before. So, okay, he won the Seattle Comedy Festival, which is a hard, that's a marathon. That's like several weeks
that's
of.
That's 3 weeks of right. Heavy lifting.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing.
That's,
like,
wow.
Right, you got, and then you got to find your housing, right? So
Susan Jones,
yeah, I'll be visiting
the
Susan.
Grandmama of the Northwest,
sweetest woman. You know, I'm going out
she
there.
She takes care of everyone.
Boy, you know, she said I've never met her. She said, you can stay at my house. I'm like, fuck.
She's great. She's the ambassador.
She's
of the Northwest.
Yeah, she's amazing. So that's where you crashed during it.
Yes.
So then you got to go through levels. You go through a week, and then you advance to another week.
Yeah, there's the preliminary round for a week, and if you advance, it's the semifinals. And then once you go to the finals, you're in the money one way or the other.
You're
getting paid,
right?
Yeah, you're not part of that bubble. Like that's the worst thing in poker. Like you don't want to be sitting there and you get eliminated and get nothing to show for it.
Right,
it pays well, right?
I think what was it? It was. I'm going to say around the $5,000
right.
mark.
Nice number.
And wow. Then when I won that, I never went home for 2 months. I got immediate work in the Northwest.
Right. That's right. Awesome.
So yeah. I stayed at Susan's for another 2 months.
She's got cable, internet,
she's got
and
everything.
Shit. Yeah, everything's
she's
good
got,
to go.
I mean, she's good.
Yeah.
She's good. She's fiscally sound
yeah.
with her husband. Very yeah. fiscally sound.
Nice. I mean, because my wife, we let people stay here,
yeah.
But a night or two, but fucking weeks. The last person that stayed here over about a week was Bob Levy.
Oh, wow. I must,
And it was funny because the day before my wife mentioned it, Bob even looked at me and goes, you know, if you want to, I can really find another place, you know, whatever. I'm like, ah, we're cool. Next day, my wife goes, when's he leaving?
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot. It's hard, you know. Yeah, you know.
It's a boarding house. She
right.
has for comics.
Well, her husband's very understanding. That's nice.
And you could have like 7 comics there at one time.
Really?
Wow.
I'm exaggerating, but a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, but I mean, comics will sleep on the floor. They don't care.
Couch, floor.
Yeah, whatever.
Right. Kitchen with a pillow.
Yeah.
Bathroom.
Right. Living room with a pillow.
Yeah, put a few chairs. Put a few chairs together.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Or take the cushions off the couch. You sleep on the non-cushioned couch. I'll sleep on the cushions on the floor. Become very resourceful when, you know, you want to save money from getting a La Quinta.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about rental car shit. Like, when I'm going there in the first couple weeks of July, I already got fucked because I screwed up my flight. So I added $200 to my flight travels. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm not going to make any money unless I sell a shitload of merch.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, you know, I'm at that point. I'm not doing it for money. I'm doing it for the experience of performing in the Northwest.
Right.
That's all I care about. You know, I'm like, I'm thinking, oh, how much money am I going to make? I'm like, who gives a fuck? In my real profession, I'm making 10 times that in a week. I don't give a shit about the money. I got to go in. I went to Portland. Let's go. Now, is everybody, is there the scene there? Are they politically correct? Are they like going to judge everything you say?
Oh, well, Portland.
Yeah.
In my experiences, is the PC without the thinking beyond.
Right.
Like, if you just say certain buzzwords.
That's it.
And they'll walk out.
They'll judge.
They'll walk out.
Yeah.
In hordes.
Really?
In hordes.
Maybe I don't want to do this spot.
You know. But, you know,
I don't
not that... everyone, but, like, that's where there's no delineating context, subtlety, you know, what's behind the joke. It's you say certain buzzwords.
Right.
That's it.
And you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened one
Only
time.
Only Portland. The rest of Oregon's not like that.
Right. All right, so, what, like, for example, I'm doing a spot at Harvey's.
Yeah.
On Sunday night.
Mm.
I got to worry about that? I mean, I have a joke where Wetback is Wetvac.
It's newer ownership, so
yeah.
I don't know how they filter in
All
their
right.
audience. But back in the day, when Barry was running it, it was.
I have to rethink what. Well, I'm only doing a
guess. And then
he
had to stop booking comics because everyone was offending him because anything.
Yeah.
Anything could tick someone off from you mocking seatbelt laws, you know?
Wow.
Well, I had someone who died because they didn't wear their seatbelt.
Oh, no.
I mean,
oh, everybody gets offended.
You got to feel tangentially what may...
Hold on a second. Yeah. Where's my pen? Tangentially. Yeah.
I don't know what that means either. I'm going to throw in a lot of words here. And it just gives me authority.
Like,
it gives me like a mastery of what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Whether, you know.
At a polypery.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah, polypery. My polypery is.
Your polypery?
I like
think
that
that's a
up.
Fake one.
Yeah.
No. I'm making real words, though. I just may misuse them.
I gotcha. All right.
I'm using real words. I'm not faking.
Like polypery is obviously.
Because that would be dishonest. Yeah. Polypery would be dishonest. You're lying.
That's the definition of polypery, by the way.
Being dishonest.
Same thing.
How do you spell polypery?
P-E-L-I-P-A-R-Y. Polypery. I know somebody's looking it up. Well, I'm concerned about that. I want to make sure. You know, I'm doing a guest spot, so it's not like I really have to worry about it too much.
No, you could survive.
Yeah, you know what I mean? If I had to do an hour, God forbid,
yeah.
I don't think I have an hour
It's non-politically
offensive. You know, I heard something interesting. I don't know if it's this club or another club, but, you know, people refer. Like, in business of comedy, you refer people. You know, like, or people ask for referrals. Or, you know, some people say, ask me, how do you get in somewhere? How did you get that gig? Or how did you, you know? And for me, most of the time, it's just persistence and begging and, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. Are there other secrets to, like, obviously besides the main one, which is being funny, right? I mean, that's one that works. If you're really funny and you're really good, sometimes at least you got that going.
Well, yeah, if you're really funny, word of mouth will just...
What's the biggest thing for a comic to have to move on and find work?
You know, that's every club is different. Every booker is different. So you could be in one club. It has nothing to do with another club. You know, it's subjective.
Right.
You know, one club owner will find you hysterical, and another one, I don't get it. So there's no golden rule with this. There is a golden rule, recognition.
Right.
They'll put the devil on stage if they sell tickets. So TV, film, these are guaranteed,
right.
Almost guaranteed, you know, because certain people doing sitcoms and they're still not a draw. So
right,
it depends.
Right.
But that's
right.
The way... That's your best shot.
Yeah, you can't say, hey, I was on The Tonight Show. That's going to make people come out in droves
anymore. No, it's a dime a dozen.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They want to see you. They want to see you falling off a banister at your condo, you know, that got 10 million hits.
You know, and if you're good with social media, that could help.
Yeah, you
know,
you go with
some
that?
Clubs. No. No?
No.
No. I work on a divinity level. I pray. I listen to subliminal beats. You know,
yeah.
I work on the holistic.
Yeah.
I manifest.
Yeah.
My dreams.
Yeah.
So I do it unconventionally because I'm trained that way.
So it's kind of like, you know, for the geeky kind of people, it'd be like you're following it. You're going with the force.
I'm going with the force.
Right.
Right. And when doors close, I find myself locked in.
Now you're kind of touching on something. I think a big part of this business is never taking anything personal, right?
That's so hard when you have to have, you know, it's hard not to take things personal because
right.
Your ego drives you. It's your ego that makes you a comedian.
Right.
It's the fact that you feel that you can evoke the emotion, humor out of an audience
right.
Shows a level of belief. So feelings get hurt.
Yeah.
You know, and then, but like a boxer, the more you stay in the ring, the punches don't have that kind of effect anymore.
Right.
So it's just a matter of tolerance.
Yeah.
You know, so the punches don't sting as much.
Absolutely. Great. You know, and that's what, you know, everything building, like there's, I think about as a comic, you know, there's like social drama, there's haters, you know, so you get into it. And like even our friend Steve Marshall says to me one day, he goes, you're above this. You shouldn't even be tangling with that, you know, that you should be what the and that, right there it was like clairvoyance. I went, you know what, and boom, gone. Like all this nonsense just went away.
Well, you are who your enemies are, so you want to make bigger enemies, not, you know, with the trolls. That's not not the level one wants to be at.
So I'm gonna make an enemy with the guy who books Gotham or something. West Coast, East Coast. Where's your favorite place to perform?
It doesn't matter.
No?
What do I care?
Right.
Pay me, I play it. You know, you know, I'm not gay unless you pay.
$5 $5
Whatever.
Yeah, everybody has a cost.
I am what you want. Yeah. You know, whatever you want.
Oh, man. So you spent the time in Vegas. Now, it's interesting. You did the, you won the contest. Got, obviously, people know you won the San Francisco.
No, I didn't win San Francisco. I was a finalist in San Francisco. I won Boston.
Boston, yeah.
And some other competitions.
Good experience, the festivals.
Well, yeah,
I think most comics should get involved.
Absolutely, because it's not about winning. It's about networking. It's who's seeing you there. And who gives you the most work? It's not so much the bookers. It's your fellow comedians. They're your biggest referral service. So those are your best bets is your comedians.
Right. You know, I tell people.
And you network. It's a networking situation.
I tell people that's what it is. You know, like, it's about work. You know, like in American Idol, look at the people that are famous. Not many of them didn't win. Are the ones still recording as we speak.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're in like Hell's Kitchen, if you get your second in Hell's Kitchen, you end up managing a Waffle House in Idaho. But, you know, like even like I do these satellites for the World Series of Comedy. And I do it because it's the best way to showcase for the club owner.
Right.
You know, I can send 1,000 fucking emails or I can actually join this contest and get to do 7-8 minutes in front of this person. You know, and then after the show, say, hey, you mind if I hit you up for some work? Yeah,
right.
Let me, you know, boom. Now you got 2 weekends in the year, right?
And it gives you a natural setting to talk to these people you would never have contact with.
And I noticed early too, like I had my comedy started here. So when I went to Sacramento do a satellite, I went to San Antonio or Chicago, I was like, holy shit. You start seeing, like you're saying, you network and you see all these other styles and all these other comics, you're like, wow, yeah, I gotta step it up. You know, you realize that, you know, there's more to it, you know, than just where your local town is. So you got to go to Vegas and you got to live there.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. I live there now.
You live there now? So you were staying at the Tropicana.
Yeah, I was living in the Tropicana.
Now, people think, when you first hear that, you think, this is great. But then,
it's a lot of pressure.
Right.
Because that's your show and it's a 24-hour job. It's you don't go home and you did your set. You got to work on the business and the marketing side of it 24 hours.
Wow.
So it's nonstop stress. Oops, I'll shut this off. Sometimes people need healings from me.
And they call, you're on
they
demand.
They call, I'm on demand. And hold on 1 second.
Okay.
So I'm going to shut this off because
that person ain't going to get healed.
This is very rude.
Yeah, that person's definitely not getting healed.
Right.
So you're in Vegas. Yeah. So you think about that. Like, so you're not talking about going out and spinning signs. You're talking about schmoozing, going to other venues
red carpets, networking, word of mouth. You're competing against 200 plus, not only shows on the strip, off the strip, you're competing with gambling, you're competing with sports. Now with the hockey, you know,
right.
And then
look at those guys.
You know, people think it's going to bring more people in. Yeah, but maybe it's going to take away people, you know, as well. So it's a business.
Yeah. And you're right. And you mentioned it. You're there. It's like, you know, you're in town. Like, I love going to Vegas, right? Like, I auditioned for Laugh Factory out there. I'm hoping to get regular work now. I'm waiting to hear. And that's great. I love to go there for a week and then come home. I don't think I can last more than 2 weeks in Vegas. I start feeling like a lizard. You know, I feel dry. I need color. I got to see green somewhere. You know what I mean? I get like weird. You know, I get like, I feel like my whole, this like haze falls over my persona. I'm asking you to heal me now there.
The best option is not to go. That's the best way to heal.
Yeah.
Don't even go.
Don't go.
Don't even go. Tops, I tell everyone, 3 days and get out. It's like a sugar rush. Yeah, sugar. Or no, better yet, better analogy. It's like a all you can eat buffet.
Mm.
It's great. All you can. I mean, and like one of the best ones is in Caesars.
Yeah,
by the way.
Yeah.
You been to that one?
Oh,
it's a mausoleum.
Oh, dude.
Of food in every corridor, every alley, all types of food.
Choices.
And it's great. It's great till after you're done. Then you're not feeling so good, and you're sick, and you never want to eat again.
Yeah.
So.
You get the rumbles for like
it's not, you go, no more.
Wow.
No more. It's like, you know, it's like a sugar. You know, how much sugar can you eat?
I tell young folks that want to date strippers, two weeks. After 2 weeks, I don't care how good it's
going.
That's
a lot for a stripper, too.
Yeah, I know. Well, sometimes you want to hold on a little while.
Right.
You know, until the threesomes happen. And then once a threesome happens, then you're off. Move on. You know? And the good thing about those is they're usually in a strip club. When a stripper knows you dated one girl, that usually there's a bunch of other ones that say, you know what, I want a piece of that guy too.
Yeah, and there's tricks to that.
Yeah.
That I've been heard over the grapevine.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you want to share?
Well, one guy would go to a strip club right. and be disinterested. Go right. every day.
Yeah.
No, that's a job. It's a yeah. job. You go every day. You read. Take out the Wall Street Journal.
Right.
Just take out your newspaper.
Right.
Do your thing. And then the stripper goes, can I give you a dance? No, 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 thank you.
Yeah.
And it makes them want you. This yeah. guy's interesting. And then you go out with them. And then... her friends hear how bad you are to the stripper.
Right.
So when you dump her, they're interested too.
Yeah, I want to part. Yeah.
yeah. yeah oh, he's a jerk?
He reminds me of my dad.
The bad boy.
Yeah, that's true, man. I remember there was a while there, my buddy and I would go to him. They're like, they called us the White Knights. You know, WK, is that right? Yeah, man, 2 weeks, that's it. And like you said, maybe five days, you know, to that, and then you're done. So then you got to get on the road. Like, I have friends, like, listen, I'm 50 now, and I've been touring for a few years, you know, I've been in 36 states, you know, people are like, huh, I got friends that have been doing it forever, like, I couldn't do it, it's too much, and I'm like, I fucking love it sometimes. Although, I'm at the point now, luckily enough, it's crazy how this business is, you're dying to get booked, and then when you get booked, and you're looking at your travel, you get stressed about all the fucking travel you got to do, you know?
That's a different stress.
Yeah,
it's a different stress. The travel stress is different, you know, and every arrangement is different.
Right.
Some will fly you, some will, you know, lodging. It depends. It depends on, there's so many, you know, there's so many variants.
See, I think I'd reach the level when somebody says they're going to pay for my airfare for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel like I've reached the level because I'm still flying my own ass. You know, you guys are talking about booking shit like that. Is that something that you want to keep secret that? This way to get good flights, and otherwise going to get bogged down. The price is going to go up. Is that something you want to share with the?
Well, no, I don't care. Everybody yeah. should know about this. It's great. It's a way to get tickets, and I wouldn't say scam the system, but I mean, shit, airfare is so fucking expensive.
Right. What's it called?
Skyscanner.
Skyscanner.
That's what it is, right? Skyscanner.com, I believe.
Yes.
And
yeah. I that's great. You know, because I use Kayak.
They're good. You know, sometimes Kayak will be better. Or right. Orbitz. Priceline.
Yeah, Priceline. Yeah. I just don't fall for that shit where they say protect your trip. Pay $40.
Never.
Never. Let me tell you something. I got screwed when I went to Portland because I fucked up and I booked it early. I'm like, hey, I got to cancel. Like, oh, well, are you sick? Are you dying?
You got to show show proof of your death.
Yeah. You got listen, this is me not breathing. You know, I fucked up. So why would I pay $30? You know what I mean? I want to cancel. I can't.
And you never do that with car rentals either.
Yeah, never take the
really?
Insurance. If you use, like, I use American Express.
Okay.
So if you have American Express, it covers the deductible out of pocket up to $1,000 or whatever the hell it is. So if you don't get your, you got insurance. Why do you want to get their insurance?
Exactly.
Right? But I'm finding it hard as shit to get a fucking cheap rental car in Portland.
No, it's terrible, Portland, for that. Terrible.
It's amazing. You're in Portland. You know, New York, well, you don't need a rental car in New York. You know, but you go to certain towns, like, I can get $15. I can rent a car for, like, $200 for 12 days.
No, it's...
There, it's, like, $900. I got.
Why is it so expensive in Portland? Do people not, like, drive in Portland? Is there a fucking...
You know, every state has their own idiosyncrasies, it's their taxes that take it over the top.
Right. So, in other words, it would probably cost $15, but then you add the surcharge and the gas, like, don't pollute my town tax, right, and all that shit, probably. Things like that. Then you got to say, all right. And that's $95 a day.
Wow.
You know? And that's why I'm saying I don't know where the fuck I'm going. I mean, I got to have a car. Thank God I have a place to stay. Right? So, I don't know. I don't give a fuck. I'm wearing money. I'm going to be there. It should be a good time of year, right? July?
For a good time of year.
Portland area, the Seattle and every, you know, time of...
As for enjoying the outside?
I mean, yeah. Do I need to bring a galoshes and a fucking rain jacket?
It rains there.
I don't need to worry about a winter coat.
It wouldn't
winter coat.
No, winter coat.
Nothing like that? No ski pants or nothing like that?
No.
Just regular fucking shoes?
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about hiking?
July, you're fine. All right.
I don't want to be stuck, you know? Like in the wrong, like, not have the right attire.
He said it's a pleasant rain.
All right.
It's a pleasant rain.
I'm not going to wear my suede shoes. Well, no. The first times I went to New York, I thought, yeah, I'll wear my nice suede fucking shoes. And here I am walking through the shit fucking subways. You're like, oh, I'm wearing nice, like, ox blood red fucking suede shoes in the subway. and it's raining. So I wore my kids. Next time. By the way, speaking of New York, I don't know if you're a gambler, but being in Vegas, and of course the success of that fucking hockey team,
yeah,
their first time, and they're in the Stanley Cup semifinals, where they're in the top four now.
It's the semifinals, yeah.
What a first year. I mean, that's amazing. But gambling. States now can have their own legal gambling books.
Well, it's not yet. Not yet.
No?
But, no, I mean, it has, the Supreme Court nixed that it was unconstitutional to have these anti-gambling laws. So, you know, so now you'll be able to get people gamble anyway.
Right.
You know, but legally now you can.
So in other words, now they're talking about like in New Jersey because they're head up,
so
right?
Playing dice at the bar and be gambling for money and that's legal?
If you go to like, if you're
they'll be licensed.
Or gambling on like sports that you're like watching on TV. Book, you know? We can be at a sports bar in UFC and we're placing money on the fucking bar. We can do that.
You
legally
gamble?
Now?
Is that anything one of your vices? You gamble or gambler?
I like to partake.
Yeah?
I like to partake.
I cards or like sporting gambling?
Sports. I like sports.
See, I never was good at it.
Oh, it doesn't mean I'm good at it. I never said I was good at it.
But I don't like to do things that I'm not good at. You know what I mean? Like at his wedding, I started dancing. I used to be a really great dancer. But now that I've turned into a fucking bus, you know, I don't really like dancing anymore, you know? Plus, I used to dance to get pussy, you know? Like, yeah, you get a girl, and I'm married, you know, I don't need to dance. Do you think you could dance? No, that's my answer. Supreme Court allows states to legalize sports betting. I just never, you know, I love playing blackjack poker, big poker player, you know, three-card poker. I'm not a Pagow guy. You know, I never understood
like
that
Pai
game.
Gow. I Pai like Pai Gow because you really don't get hurt that bad. There's a lot of pushes. So you get hours of entertainment, and you don't have to lose a lot of money on that particular game unless you want to. So you could last a long time with the initial money you started, and you have hours of entertainment and free drinks coming your way.
Right.
It's a good time. It's all entertainment. I mean, it's entertainment.
Right.
And, you know, sports betting, it's an entertainment. You get 3 hours. Instead of going to a movie, VIP, with the drinks and, you know, the VIP seating, you go and you have 3 hours of entertainment.
Just sitting there watching the, you know, the sports.
Watching the game in the sports book.
It is more exciting when you're in, like, yeah, I was in the
And for those that don't like to gamble, there's the methadone version, which is fantasy football.
Yeah. So that's another thing. You've done that.
Fantasy football?
Yeah,
I did.
It's too much work.
I got
work.
Into it for like a couple times with my old roommate.
It's
but
too much fucking work.
It's too much work.
Right? So you gamble like who's going to win, the Jets or the Dolphins? Okay. You know what I mean? That's an easy call, one way or the other.
It's 50-50.
Right, at least. Right? But like you said, that's why I like to play poker. I like to go and I play because I could be there for 8-9 hours with a $200 or $300 buy-in. You know what I mean? And walk away with money or walk away with none of it. You know, but I'm there for fucking half a day, you know. Blackjack, you know, poof, you know, the only game that's faster than blackjack is three-card poker. You can walk in there with $1,000 and you could be gone in fucking 30 minutes.
Wow.
You know, because you got so many bets. But it's addictive because when you win at three-card, like, we're in Puerto Rico at the Ritz-Carlton.
Okay.
And we were getting crushed playing blackjack.
Right.
Crushed. The locals in Puerto Rico, I know you're Puerto Rican, I don't want you to be upset about this.
I'm not.
But the locals in Puerto Rico, you know, fucking the worst fucking blackjack players in the world, doubling down, ten, you know, splitting the tens and shit. I was going to fucking strangle somebody. I go, look here, Pequeño. I'm going to fucking, you know, so I got mad stories. That's enough of this shit. Let's go play three-card poker. Learn the game. I swear to God, the first night, my wife and I got a royal flush, three of a kind, straight flush. We ended up walking away. We were down $2,500. We ended up being up $5,000.
Wow.
From three-card poker.
That's awesome.
Then, of course, when you do that, then you go back and then you lose that $5,000 over about six more visits. You're like, why did I like this game? I did realize something, though. If I was ever a bum, I would live on a nude beach. Right?
Why is that?
Well, you don't have to worry about clothes.
You have to look at the others.
I know, but at least they look like you. You know what I mean? You're blending in.
I don't want to look at me.
Well, I don't know either. But you know what I'm saying? I was just thinking, like, well, you want to go, you know, under... Because we had that girl, this one lady who comes to our show, she goes to a nude beach over in Hollover
yeah.
all the time. And she says sometimes the bums just sit there and they sit in their rock and they start masturbating to all the people.
So that's what you would do? You would sit up there with the other bums, just a fucking group of
people.
I'm
not going to get involved in any circle jerks. I'm just saying that.
No,
you know,
just like peering over, like little meerkats fucking looking over the mountaintop. Yeah. All the people.
Yeah, I'm just thinking more like there's a shower there. You know, I could jump in the ocean.
Well, that's a good reason
cleansing.
To live by the beach for sure. Yeah. But, I mean, you don't have
you know
to necessarily
what I mean?
Live by the nude beach.
I don't have to worry about today's fashions. You know, I just put like a little loincloth on. You know, I'm like Tarzan of all over. I don't know. Maybe it's a theory. Well, I say, why not do this?
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. All right. Time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them. Our first story is, you see a lot of violence. You see there's a lot more violence again on Facebook.
Oh, like videos and stuff
like
that?
Yeah, like
well,
graduation,
still,
white
I
families. It's
it.
Good when you see white families beating the shit out of each other. You know, you don't like, you know, urban, it's tough, you know, but these white people beat the shit out of their graduation. High school graduation.
Uh-oh.
Women beating the shit out of each other.
Really?
Love it. Pennsylvania highway sign hacked twice with rude messages.
Okay.
You know, it's one of these things like suck my dick. You know, it's supposed to tell people converge merge
right.
to the left. Somehow the guy figured out a way to put, you know.
It's like construction zone.
Yeah. On May 14th, an electronic sign that was supposed to warn drivers on a Pennsylvania highway of an upcoming detour was hacked twice on a day. Show a profane message. Drivers in Interstate 95, blah, 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 who gives a shit, were surprised to spot a sign Sunday morning with a profane,
profane.
You're the
profane.
Mystic one. Profane. Message instructing Delaware County to suck a dick. I'm guessing. It didn't tell you here in the article, but they let you figure it out.
So you can pretty much, you know, imagine up
right?
if you want to be there.
I mean, I'd laugh. If I'm driving down the street, you see an electronic sign that says, Pennsylvania, suck a dick.
Yeah, it's funny as fuck.
You know what I mean? That's entertaining. This person shouldn't be held responsible, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, if you, I don't know. We did that thing where in school where we put, you know, porn into the video.
Oh, did you do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, so when they were supposed to show, like, you know, elephants migrating or something. You know, it was like grandpa porn or something.
Oh, they saw
porn.
Elephant trunks, but it just wasn't the one they were expecting.
The crew reset the sign, but it was soon hacked a second time and displayed the same message. Yeah, go back, don't quit. Were you ever a kid like that? Did you do mischievous things and things?
Big time.
Yeah?
Big time. One time in high school, they had those super soakers.
Yes.
I don't know if they're still around.
Yes, they're definitely still around, yeah.
So I dress up as Rambo. And I would place a phone call for the teacher. It's an emergency. I'd had someone, I choreographed this.
Right.
And I had the teacher, so he left the classroom.
Right.
And to take the call, and then I went in with the super soaker and splashed the whole class. And then I had lookouts. He's coming, and then I jumped out the window.
Now, this was your class or A class?
It was A class.
All right.
A class. I jumped out the window. And
you know, now you'd be arrested as a terrorist.
Oh, forget it. Forget it. Actually, I should be arrested now. I confessed. Yeah. You should go back. I don't know if the
How old are you? Middle school or high school then?
That's high school.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you really could have gotten in trouble if you filled a super soaker with piss.
Yeah.
Well,
assault.
Yeah.
Well, it's assault with water, too.
It's definitely salty. I know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing we did one time, me and my buddy were shooting paper clips at cars as I drove by. We're just, and the cops walk over. My buddy was older, so he's smart. He walks right up to the cop car, starts unloading all the paper clips out of his pocket.
That's preparation for the guys that strip.
Yeah. Telling. You know, you're probably a good kid.
No, man, we used to do a bunch of dumb shit. Like, we'd stand on the overpass of the highway and throw a little piece of glass down there and shit.
Yeah.
Stupid shit like that.
We threw rocks, like on Atlantic Boulevard right there. We used to throw rocks when it was like two-lane little bridge.
Yeah.
We throw rocks from underneath it. And one time, and I left my bike up there like a nod. And I fucking, next thing you know, the guy pulls over. You know, the guy, everybody hides in the bottom.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, yeah, you think it's funny? The guy picked up my bike and threw it in the canal.
Oh,
like, that's my fucking bike. I got it for my birthday.
That's fucking terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, you play, you pay, man. marriage proposal upstaged by a 3-year-old's call to nature. This was recently viral on there. The guy tries to propose to his wife, and her little kid is sitting there pissing in the background. You know? That makes you wonder, you know? You ever been married?
No, clean living, clean.
Yeah?
Clean, no children.
Never engaged, never came close?
Clean, that's how I'm able to be so pure.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm able with no attachments. The secret to life is detach yourself from material possessions.
Right. And
I convince my clients to do so.
Yeah.
I tell them, just let me hold on to your possessions.
Not bad.
I had one client was a millionaire. Now he's eating out of a trash bin. And he says he's never felt so free.
Yeah.
Gave up his wife to me, everything.
Wow.
Everything. Just let it go. Let it go. And once you let go, you could live.
And you never take possession of these things. That would be illegal.
I hold on to
you
it.
You steward them.
I steward them like an escrow without the formalities.
Right. You don't charge any type of interest rates, so that's usurious laws.
No, it's in my possession.
Right.
And I do with it what I feel is best for my client.
Right. What you would think they would want you to probably do.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that idea.
Thank you.
Have to take up
Listen, I had great role models to look up to, such as Dave Koresh, Jim Jones, the greats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Religious leaders.
Yeah. Drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yes. Kool-Aid.
Hey, those guys had to be something, right? You can't get all those people. Listen, some people can't even get 10 people to an open mic.
No. Clearly, they spoke truth.
Yeah. These people they should have been comics. They could have been comics. They could have been big draws.
Well, that's why I'm doing that. I'm going into stand-up comedy clubs to preach my wares, unlike those guys. So,
right.
That's why I do this. Mm. That's why I do this.
There's no comment. Remember, what was that guy when the comment came by? He was, they fucking had him all sitting there with the Nike shoes on.
Oh, the Hale Bopp comment?
The Hale Bopp, when Hale Bopp came by.
Yeah, what the hell was
that one guy?
Name?
I don't remember.
I know what you're talking about, though. It was a Heaven's Gate community.
Heaven's Gate.
Yeah, Heaven's Gate.
Yeah.
Another great.
Yeah. I mean,
great,
that guy.
Legendary.
Marriage proposal upstage.
It ended up well. That's what I like.
Yeah.
It ended up.
But
it's the way you want it to end.
None of those people have any more problems.
No. You would make a great disciple.
Yeah.
You would be my Judah. You would be my Judah.
I got to be Judah?
Why not?
Judah.
Judah had balls.
Yeah, he did.
He had
balls. Judah fucking walked away from Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He said, fuck you.
Yeah.
Savior. I don't give a shit. I'm Judah.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
Ball City, Michigan. A Michigan boy found a way to make his mark on the occasion of his mother's marriage proposal. Elisa Antor said yes Saturday to the question popped by her boyfriend, Kevin Putzula. She's not going to probably take his name. I'll assure you that. Video shows the bride to be in a man on a bended knee, are blissfully unaware of the right to them. Their 3-year-old Owen Antor has dropped his pants to urinate in front of Bay City's Ring of Friendship sculpture. So, yeah, kid decides to take a piss.
Well, maybe it was one of those fountains, and he was standing there with the other little boy peeing in it.
Yeah, he was like mocking this.
Yeah,
I'm gonna add to the statues.
Absolutely.
Or maybe he had that vision in his head, like some famous picture or painting. Is like, this isn't pretty enough. You need a boy's peeing into a puddle.
Maybe he drank too much.
I always wonder why people did that with their pools. Like here in Florida, have pools and they have like a little kid there pissing in the pool, and then you try to keep the kids not from pissing in the pool. We used to have a sign that said, "Welcome to our ool." Notice there's no pee in it. You know, first bit of humor. So listen, that marriage is never going to work, right? These people should give it up.
It's an omen. It's like a black cat.
You know what I mean? Like he just got married, right? And I was worried because it was a horrible day. It was a deluge going on. We're on your way to there. And I thought, oh, my God, it's getting really bad. And I was just hoping there was like valet parking so we didn't have to run through the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Worked, great place, by the way.
Yeah.
Fun place. Nice setup and everything. Open bar. Like I keep mentioning this open bar. I couldn't stop drinking.
Is that, yeah. Every time I saw you, you had a drink.
What am I going to be? There's no reason to be in an open bar and have nothing in your hand.
Of course.
My wife's great. My wife, I'm not gonna give her up to you, dude. I just got to keep this one. But she's
you do that at your own disadvantage.
Yeah, trust me. Well, you know what? This might be the first time that one of your disciples ever gave you something. You'd be like, you know what? Take it back. No, she's a great woman. She would bring me shit. Like my glass would be half empty. She'd come walking over. You know, here you go. You know, that was it. Fucking open bar, Bubba. It was a great place. What was it called? The Venue?
Yeah, the Venue.
Right? Star Wars type. They even had my name. You had our names right there on the table in this little, you know, bracketed whatever sculpted
Did
thing.
Did you take it back?
My wife, of course. My wife says, where's yours?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's good stuff. No centerpiece things. You know, like, you know, we couldn't take anything home. So.
Oh, we had a favor for you by the door on the way out.
Oh, the jelly bean things?
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know if I should take one.
Your name was on it.
It was?
Yeah, you didn't take it.
Listen, somebody took our shit then.
No, it's a, okay, well, I'll.
Speaking of.
I ate them.
green jelly beans?
Yeah.
Better late than never. Library book gets returned after 47 years. What do you think the fee is on that?
I think the death penalty.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Yeah?
You deprived all those people of an education to learn something. I think, or implore some Saudi clerical law where you chop off the hand.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Lose the eyes.
It's an eye for an eye.
You got to lose the eyes. I can't read anymore.
I think you need to do something serious. Send a message.
Otherwise, more and more people are going to take
And then we're not going to have libraries.
Yeah,
we'll have libraries, but there will be no books.
Yeah. They'll just be like Starbucks
with
no coffee.
Just those fuchsia films left. Whatever they're called. I'm sure making
microfish?
Fuchsias, microfish, that's better. See, I'll use real words. Like I said, I warn you. But, and I used them wrong.
Yeah, I got it, though. I understood.
You understood what I said.
Yeah.
So you see, there's a method to my madness.
Definitely. San Francisco, California, a book nearly five decades overdue has been returned to the San Francisco Public Library. The copy of Eldridge Cleaver's memoir, Soul on Ice. You familiar with that work?
No.
Because
he took it out of the library.
I could have read it. And now this is something that I haven't read.
No, but it's returned now.
I don't know if I'm ever going to a library in San Francisco. Was due back in Eureka Valley Branch back in December 9th of 1970. It's 47 years past due, 4 months, and 29 days. The late fee would be $1,731.
Too lenient.
That isn't bad.
Who doesn't have
$1,700 in their pocket?
Should pay with his life.
Yeah. Right? Take off his ears. It's like a Van Gogh type thing.
It's disgusting.
Branch manager Ann Vannucci told the Chronicle last week that she'd like to know who the library patron is so she can get the story behind the return. Yeah, I bet. You know, we just want a story. Fuck you. I ain't giving you $1,800. Bruce Smirnoff says, ask Tommy if he's allergic to cats.
Very much so.
Yeah,
that's why my face is red.
Yeah, we had to give him.
Is it red right now?
I'm
lying.
We had to give him intravenous
Benadryl.
It's
terrible. The Benadryl doesn't work.
Yeah.
I feel better with tequila.
Yeah, it's a good thing. By the way, we get you a refill.
Thank you. I hope we go for a commercial break.
We're waiting for one. But she just wants a story. A man at another branch last year returned his great-grandmother's book titled 40 Minutes Late, but it was more than 100 years late. 100-year late book. At that point, just keep it.
Yeah, what the
Why
fuck?
Why are you going to bring it back? Like, you know what I mean? Like, wouldn't you? Who the fuck? Like, oh, my God, I better, you know.
Are they going to make them pay the fucking fee?
They're going to waive that. You know, good luck collecting that. You're going to go to, any good lawyer will definitely fight that off, you know. I owe $1,800 because I was late 80 years with a book, you know?
Yeah, you should have kept that fucking book.
That's why libraries are going out of business. They're not making any money. Who the fuck wants to go read a book at a library? Here's a story. Beauty expert slammed for her vagina whitening advice.
What?
You like a white vagina?
I don't know what that looks like.
Yeah.
I've never seen one. I've never seen one, so it must be pure.
Yeah.
That's what white symbolizes.
You would think.
Yeah. I'd rather have that than black vagina. I mean, you know, as far as not showering.
Right.
Yeah, like crusty black.
Yeah.
Yeah, not like, yeah, I get you. Like, you know, or like.
Like from not washing.
Or like gangrene.
Yeah.
Right? You like drapes? You like women with drapes? Or now you
no, because that's.
Yeah. More clean.
It's too much, too many folds.
It's like going down in a Sharpay. Beauty expert slammed for her vagina whitening advice, which includes using lemons and eggs. With the right surgeon, you can charge just about any aspect of your appearance or change any aspect of your appearance. Whether it's always advisable, good ideas are always a dime a dozen. So it perhaps not at all surprising how a 2018 advice on how to lighten your lady bits is now a thing. Like, they're bleaching your asshole, I've heard. You know, that's a big thing with the gay community.
And with porn stars.
Yeah?
That's what I heard.
But I can understand that.
Bleaching
right?
your asshole.
Yeah, a porn star, you understand. There's close-ups.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's all about image.
Yeah. You don't want to be like, you know, getting a close-up of your ass and you got to, you know.
Yeah.
But now they're putting eggs and lemons on their vaginas.
If it works.
That's what bleaches them.
Step Forward Cosmetics' Huda Khatun, the founder of Huda Beauty, which recently posted an article titled, Why Your Vagina Gets Dark and How to Lighten It.
Oh.
It reads, we're busting myths as way to lighten up your lady parts. Yeah, just take a fucking egg, crack it open, some lemon.
Right.
Whoosh it around a little bit.
No, you whisk it up, throw some parsley in there.
Yeah.
Make a fucking omelet.
Yeah. You know, some panada bread, a little soup. I don't know. I mean, now you're a man groom. You're a well-groomed guy. You got a beard. You keep it nice. You know, it's not all over the fucking place. But you into that man grooming?
As far as waxing and
stuff. Yeah, like trimming and, you know.
You know, maybe facially I'll do it, you know, on occasion. But as for my body, no.
No, you don't bother? Yeah. No. See, I remember there was a day I was vain like that. I used to, you know, trim a little bit. And I was, you know, still single, you know. But now, fuck. Yeah, what are you going to do it for? You're a young boy looking guy. You don't have to worry about shit like that.
Right.
You don't have, like, body hair all over the place?
I mean, apparently not yet. I hear it gets worse as you get older.
Yeah.
But it hasn't happened yet. I haven't even started getting older yet.
I know. This guy stopped aging at, what, 27, 26?
I'm a fucking vampire, man.
You might be.
I might be.
You might be. I don't know if you guys noticed that, if you heard a weird sound earlier today, but a lost asteroid, 2010 WC9, just made a close-by flyby Earth today. Do you ever think of shit like that, being in the mystics and shit like that? And that, you ever think about how can all, you know, no matter how balanced we are, no matter what it is we achieve or we work at, and this all of a sudden some stray rock flying through the cosmos can fuck us all up?
Well, that brings us closer to the apocalypse and closer to the rapture.
Yeah.
So this is all good. So that I'm very upset that it missed. The sooner we have our destruction, the sooner we'll find peace.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's an old philosophical saying that in times of war, we're at our most peaceful.
Yes.
Right?
And war is fantastic. I don't have to sell you on war. It builds companies. You got to build it was great for women back in World War II. They were working
because
all the men were away. That's what started.
Right.
Women starting to gain power because they needed them in the factories to build the bullets.
Yeah, and they had to step it up.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. It's interesting if you look at it that way.
It's great for the economy. Listen, people look bad at war. War is a natural cycle of life.
Yeah.
You know, just like the mushroom. The mushroom is a delicious thing, but it forms from death. It's a fungus. Something has to die in the soil for it to grow.
This is almost like that scene in The Fifth Element, right? When Gary Oldfather, the bad guy.
Gary Oldman.
Oldman, Oldfather.
Oldfather.
Again, I'm making up words. Zorg.
Yeah.
He John said, you need Emmanuel destruction. Zorg. You need destruction, and then things come clean it up, right?
Yeah.
And
then he chokes on the fucking cherry.
Right.
Listen, I mean, that's why we have hyenas, you know, and they live, you know, they eat the dead and the soil grows and brings life again, the circle of life. It's beautiful.
It is. Any opinions what's happening now around the world with this Jerusalem being retitled as the capital of Israel, and there's a bunch of people now on the border
Well, listen, what's good for, so call the, I say, if you're into Jerusalem so much, call your street Jerusalem. Change your name. Have it yourself. And then visualize that you're in Jerusalem.
Right. Just change your own.
Yeah,
make your own
change
town.
It. And you're in Jerusalem and listen to the pleasant whizzing of the gunshots.
A jumbo set-sized asteroid gave Earth a close shave. Whizzing by the planet, a safe distance of 126,000 miles. Or about half the distance between the Earth and the Moon.
Wow.
Right?
That's pretty cool.
I mean, those movies, Deep Impact.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What was the other one? Deep Impact and Armageddon. Right?
And they both came out like at the same time.
Yeah. It's like they knew something or trying to tell us. You know, like, hey, just prepare yourself, you know? Do you ever have things like that, contingency plans? Or do you think like that when you're like...
No, I'm an old soul. I'm going to be around. I'm like the cockroach. As everyone else is destroyed, I will live to start the new civilization.
Yeah.
These are the same doctrines that I learned from the greats like Koresh and Jim Jones. So I will spawn a new civilization who will misspeak.
If there's going to be something majorly different between the next people at Rome, the next group, the society, what's going to be the major
difference? I'm going to bring back the golden era of Caligula.
Yeah?
Or Nero. The classic Roman good times.
Just fucking
debauchery.
Yeah.
Pandemonium, chaos.
There's no better way. There's no better way to separate the real winners from the losers.
No, it's going to be fantastic.
Right?
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Because the people that get drunk and fall over and get sick early, they're mad. They're amateurs.
Bringing back the gladiators and the pillaging of villages and towns and the plundering.
Got it.
Like when men were men.
Yeah.
The good old days. See, now, like, right, we go to Starbucks for coffee.
Right.
Coffee. You know, I like mud. When we called it mud. Give me a cup of Joe like men.
Yeah.
Alpha male.
Yeah. So you drink at either one of those establishments, Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks? Which one's yours?
I don't like Starbucks.
Right.
I'll tell you right now.
Right.
They're carcinogens. Actually, in California, they have to put the signs saying that it may cause cancer. They're brewing whatever their process is. I like a nice... I go to Canada often.
Right.
I like Tim Hortons, but it's a little tricky because there's a lot of espionage going on. Tim Hortons secretly sold their recipe to McDonald's.
Really?
So McDonald's really has the Tim Hortons now.
The coffee there. That's why I like the coffee.
So Tim Hortons has a fake Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
They have some Tim Hortons here in the States. It's not as big as the Starbucks, but I like it. It's addictive.
Yeah. I like Matt. Like, if I can't find I'm a Dunkin' Donuts guy.
Dunkin' Donuts is really good, and 7-Eleven's not shabby.
Really?
I dined there many times. I've taken many dates there. It's great. They have, you could see the food.
Right.
It's on display.
Yeah.
Hey, would
no
you
secrets.
Like that? No secrets. Yeah. What beverage would you like? There's some cheese.
There's a glass there.
There's some barefoot wine for $5.99.
Yeah.
You're a big spender.
Boom, you got
you're dessert.
Big, by the way, 7-Eleven rips you off. You're paying a lot of money for these intricacies.
Oh, yeah.
Don't kid yourself. It's not cheap. 7-Eleven is not cheap.
The most expensive item I ever got above markup was Visine at a 7-Eleven.
Well,
it's like a million times the markup.
It is.
You know, it was like $15 for a bottle of Visine.
That's why it's called a convenience store.
Yeah,
right.
Convenient for them.
And you're paying for that convenience.
Mm-hmm.
Like Easy Pass, you know? Easy for who? Easy for them.
They collect.
The government.
It's theirs.
Yeah.
Their money's. Not only that, okay? This shit was, like, I noticed that when they were doing this on the highways, you know, and everybody thought, hey, this is convenient. You don't have to stop your car. But now they have the readers, not only just where you go through the tail, but you can see the things that register where you're at. So the DMV knows how fast I drive. They don't need a cop out there at radar. They can figure out how fast I went down that highway. It's all on timestamps as they go through. They know where the fuck I'm at. So one day they could say, hey, you know what? We sent you a ticket because we registered doing 90 miles an hour. No one pulled me over. We didn't need to. You drove on our street. We knew. Right? Is that the shit you're talking about?
I can't talk about it. That's how deadly this conversation. You may not be around.
Yeah, we're exposing something.
Yeah, we're exposing. We should just stop this right now.
Is there somebody at the door?
There may be.
Oh, that's not good.
I hear something on this earphone here.
Yeah, somebody's cutting in.
Yeah.
All right, let's change the subject. Woman fired after cop sees laxative-laced brownies. There you go.
Do you see that?
How do you see
laced? How would you notice it's a laced brownie?
Well, when you go in the bathroom and your ass turns into a fire hydrant.
No, but that's not noticing.
No?
That's experiencing.
How do you
notice the laxative in the brownie?
I don't think you could see it.
How do you notice it?
You,
unless it's sticking out and you ate it anyway. You see a little chocolate-looking bar.
X-lax?
Yeah. How do you fool someone with that? Well, that's what I'm going to end. I don't know how valid. This is fake news.
No, this is real news, man. He's Snopes. He'd know. Woman fired after cops seized laxative-laced brownies. In Saline, Michigan, a Michigan engineering company employees has been fired after police determined she baked laxatives into brownies intended for departing colleagues send off. Somebody was leaving and they're going to send them off with a big bang.
Wow.
Colon cleansing is very important.
Yeah.
you know.
Listen, when I got my, I tell people, like, I had my, I got to go back pretty soon, I think. But I had a colonoscopy done because I went to Mexico a couple times, didn't feel right, got it done. The prep is the worst part. You got to take these pills or this water, and you basically flush everything out. I mean, you clean everything out. And I got to tell you, I think I felt better. I felt like I can actually, like, jump. You know what I mean?
Oh, you know, and I'm not big on cleansing of the colon. I'm more in favor of constipation. The reason I adhere to constipation is because what is constipation? Did you ever ask yourself what is constipation? Constipation is your body letting you know it likes what you're eating so much, it doesn't want to let it go.
Doesn't want, yeah.
And if you don't believe me, have a prune. See how your body feels about that.
Doesn't like that.
No.
Yeah, like me, I ate some cereal. I ate some, like, Honey Bunches of Oat last night at 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
My body didn't like that.
Yeah. See, your body speaks to you.
Yeah.
You just have to listen.
Yeah. I had constipation really bad one time after I had my back, or before back surgery, because I was taking the muscle relaxers.
Right.
I remember it vividly, because I was at a tanning salon, and I had to take a shit, and I swear to God, I was screaming like I was getting raped in jail. This was the painful shit I've ever took in my life.
Your body was very angry.
Yeah, it was pissed.
Very angry.
The muscle relaxers, and you're stopping, and then next thing you know, you shit a fucking bowling ball.
Oh, my God.
Saline Police Chief Jared Hart says officers confiscated the tainted confections on May 3rd after another employee tipped off management. No one ate the brownies. At least they won't admit it. The Ann Arbor News reports Hart says the 47-year-old woman initially denied putting laxatives in the brownies, but after learning investigators would test them, she admitted it. I didn't put anything in it. Oh, we're going to take them to our fucking, you know, our what do you call that?
What are you talking about?
Laboratory.
Laboratory. We're going to take it to the lab. We're going to bring these to the lab. Oh, okay, I did it. I accidentally, one time I was so hungry, I thought there were a Hershey bar, but it was an X-Lax bar in my mom's fridge. And I ate a half a bar of X-Lax.
Did you?
Yeah. That was a bad experience.
Wow.
It takes 2 or 3 hours, and then then you're almost like one of those.
You're a miracle survivor.
I am. You know what I mean? I thank myself every day for surviving that. You almost felt like one of those rockets that you pump with water, and then you let them go off. I had to fucking buckle down every time I took a shit.
Wow.
Like
a super soaker.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, bringing us back to that. Now, I would have gotten in trouble if I did that. Went to your school, called the teacher, everybody leave, and I walk in with my ass pointing everywhere after eating X-Lax.
Or you bring the fucking brownies to the kids. The laxative brownies. They'll eat them up.
That might be a little easier.
It's a great Halloween gift for the kids.
Yeah. American Airlines announces new support animal policy. Goats not allowed, but trained mini horses are. I don't know what I would fucking do if I was sitting next to somebody who had a mini horse in front of them.
Now, how big are the mini horses?
That's part of the rule. It's supposed to be able to fit in the seat in front of you. I've never seen a mini horse that would ever fit.
Well, if it's a toy horse.
Right. Like a miniature little horse.
Yeah,
like a
miniature
horse.
Like My Little Pony.
Right.
We're talking about like a fucking live horse?
Yeah.
Show me a picture of this horse, Dougie. How big is the horse? People are going to take a fucking horse on a plane. They're going to be galloping up and down the fucking
the starting on July 1st, ferrets, goats, and hedgehogs can no longer fly American Airlines.
That's so crazy.
Even if they are support animals. This is getting a little crazy. You know, support animal. Come on. They're just three of somewhat lengthy list of barred animals the airline has put out in response to an increase of customers transporting. They had a peacock. Remember the lady couldn't bring a
That's
fucking
right.
peacock?
That's right, yep.
Fucking peacock. Why don't you just have a porcupine? We support the rights of our customers, from veterans to people with disabilities, with legitimate needs for trained service and support animals. Unfortunately, untrained animals can lead to safety issues. You think?
Oh.
I'm not getting on a fucking plane with a goat or a fucking horse.
So they're saying the horse is trained enough to be able to be
tranquil being, right?
Or at least what's the word? Like a dog or a cat, you know?
Right.
Like, you know, you ever see that billboard with all the animals and then it has like, where do you draw the line?
Right.
Like, they consider like a horse to be like a friendly animal.
I have a dog here, but I'd never bring this dog on a plane with me. This dog will drive everybody.
This dog's crazy.
He'll fucking crazy. He'll start barking, running up and down the, you know, fuck, no way. Every time somebody tries to go to the bathroom, he's going to get up and bark. No way. Trained service animals are specially trained to perform life functions for individuals with disabilities such as visual impairments, deafness, seizures, and mobile impairments. No, people just have it because they're lonely and they're fucking hurt.
Some are, well, they're taking advantage of the system.
The rule. Now you don't. You must not like people. That somebody has a high, like a high level of yourself.
I don't like people.
No,
I don't like people.
Yeah,
I don't. But go on.
Like more than others. Like, you know, is there a certain character trait that you just despise versus like other things?
Like Florida drivers.
Yeah, Florida's are bad.
The worst type of people.
They don't use signals.
No, they're slow. They aggravate me, and I have to go chant and cleanse myself from their stress that they induce upon me. To get out of a parking lot driveway, you got to wait a half hour before they make that right turn because the oncoming traffic is 7 miles down. It's very irritating, and I would ban driving in Florida.
It's bad. You got young people and you got old people. You got inexperienced drivers. You got people that can't even look to the left.
No.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah, Florida drivers would be my number one person I don't care for.
I really don't care for people that walk on the elevator before you get off.
Yeah, that's the worst.
That's very rude.
Yeah, no, that's a social function that you would think any normal person would
have. That works for anything, subway, train, or bus. It's the same thing.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the thing right there. That person goes in my room. Get the fuck out.
Somebody gets in the cab with you before you get out.
Yeah, exactly. You're sitting there trying to get changed. Somebody sits in there like, get the fuck out of the cab. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Wow.
I want to thank Elgin David for sitting
in as
our co-host.
It went by so fast. The Benadryl just kicked in.
He's not
scratching
anymore.
Bruce's cat is killing me.
Yeah.
By the way, slowly but surely. I don't think I'll make it past tonight.
No?
No.
You're staying there, right?
Yeah.
You got to go back.
Yeah. Well, it's part of my training. The way to fight allergies is by being surrounded by it so I could build up my immune system.
You
got to
fight fire with fire.
Right. And I apply the same tactics with diabetes.
Really?
You teach diabetes a lesson by eating more sugar.
Chocolate cake.
Yeah. You show diabetes you do not negotiate with terrorists.
Right.
You let your pancreas earn its keep or have it removed.
Yeah.
Send a message to the rest of your organs.
I'm not putting up with any shit. I'm the boss.
Absolutely. You were the master of your organs.
Yeah. Right. You're right.
Your body is your temple.
Next time I got to take a shit, I'm going to hold back. I'm like, no, I don't. I'll shit when
I'm
want to shit.
If you defecated, it's better if you bleached yourself white.
See, I have to look into
Maybe it wouldn't be so aggressive coming out.
Yeah. Maybe it'll say, hey, that's disgusting. Well, it's not that disgusting. He's got a nice white ass.
Yeah. You see, you get points.
I understand you. I could be a disciple of Tommy Savage. I want to thank Tommy Savage for joining us today.
You're welcome.
And by the way, you're going to be in the Keys. You're going to be at Bottle
Cap
this weekend.
Yeah, Bottle Cap this weekend.
Great
first
room.
Time.
First fun night. Always great people there for a show, man. And they're going to get one with you there. Where else can they find you?
On TommyLlama.com.
There you go. TommyLlama.com. Elgin?
Follow me at Elgin David.
There you go. By the way, I'm going to be at Captain Brian's Off the Hook Comedy Club Wednesday night, hosting a comedy contest. Thursday through Saturday, I'm going to be at Coconuts in St. Pete. Come out and
say
hi.
That's still around?
Yeah.
Bob is still running it?
Yep. And so that's where I'll be. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. And follow the show on Twitter at WakeUpDougie. Join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Go to our archive page, WakeUpLateWithDougieShow.podbean.com. Become a patron. Donate $1 a month, $2 a month, $5 a month. The money goes to gas money for the co-host, by the way. And we got a few more people joined in, by the way. So I'm pretty excited that we're actually going to have some money coming in.
Thank you.
There you go. And follow me at Dougie Dangerous on Instagram and on Twitter. And other than that, we'll be back next week. We'll only have an abbreviated week. We're going to do one show on Monday. I'm going to go to Belize for a week, doing one show out there and then getting the place for a week. You know what I mean? Wife's anniversary, $400. Just like that. But that's it. We'll see you next week on Monday right here at the same spot. Take care.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun.